It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com. Today's game features a 23-15 home victory over Southwest Minnesota State. Tony Wani had a late interception to seal the win. Bucky's Legends continues on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The season of 2006 included a championship. With championships come big-time performances, and not always by players you might expect to make them. Head coach Jeff Tesh.
You know, another big game, and when you're, it's a destiny season like 2006 obviously was. They were driving, and again, you're feeling like, uh-oh, we're going to let one slip away here. And they threw, you know, kind of a flood route where three guys go out to one, you know, one side of the field. And Tony had been one of those players. It's kind of like we talked about Ryan McCrady. You know, he was not the all-conference player. He probably was not a guy we wanted in pass coverage, that type of thing. And all of a sudden, he jumps in and intercepts that thing. And you're just like, wow, there's a kid stepping up. All the cliches that you talk about, step up, make a play. It wasn't the guy you expected again, but it, you know, it's just one of those goosebump plays where you're just like, this is destiny this season. And each game there was another destiny moment, and this one was Tony's interception down by 5-yard line or something to preserve the game.
Jeff Tesh says the play unfolding is still vivid in his mind.
The rollout or the pass patterns were away from our bench. And I can remember, it was just one of those deals where the quarterback threw behind the receiver a little bit. You never, you know, throw deep down the middle late, and that's kind of what he did. And then all of a sudden there's the interception, but they had all the momentum. It just felt like, you know, they're going to score, and this championship year is not going to happen. And then all of a sudden, he's there. But that one I just can picture just perfectly.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.